all set up.
No.
Danny likes to do that live.
No, no,
live at the ground running.
We do it in pride or we don't do it at all.
Yep.
Plus, I don't mind like listening to that whole song. We could play it again.
Yeah, loop it again. Actually, the rest of the hour, just loop that song.
I'll do it again. Here, we'll do it first.
So we want the whole show copyrighted.
That's right.
I just started to record locally because I just remembered to record locally. Here you go. We'll do it again. Let's go right into the middle of it. There we go.
Right,
well, no, because if you try to play it back later, it's going to yell at you. Welcome to the show. By the way, for anybody curious, that was one of my favorite metalcore bands, Architects. I don't know. They've since switched to like more rock-ish type stuff, but I guess you could still call them metalcore. Architects from the UK. The cause of my last bout of COVID, because I went to go see their show in Boston and decided at 42 years old to be down front and center in the pit. Not only in the pit, but helping to lift people above my head to go get to the front and like so they don't die. So like sweaty, naturally like just not a really smart thing to do. But great cool. Show, fantastic show.
COVID around 8 years ago? I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah, what? Because it's cured now. No, that was Boston kids are fun too. And I got speaking of like. Being very happy about things. I'm just going to jump ahead to the end of the show when you say what you're happy about. Jake says I look like I'm losing weight, but when I was in Boston and in between songs, I was asking the local kids, I was like, so what do you youths like to do around here? I had a friend with me who was like from a couple, like an hour south, but they're like, oh, they started giving me clubs and shit. I was like, no, sweetie, I'm 42 years old. Don't give me clubs. They're like, no, you're not. What are you lying? Why are you lying? I was like, oh, you really think I'm younger than 40? Oh, that's adorable. I don't want to go to a club. I'm not going to go and whatever it is they do at clubs nowadays. Yeah,
Model Spence, train museum.
Spence is like, no, I'm looking for museums, kids. Yes. Art galleries. Nap pods. Absolutely nap pods. Are nap pods a thing?
They are now.
In some companies, yeah.
Oh my lord!
I have one right there.
In Google, they have it like all over the campus and everywhere.
What? All right. Well, that's what I'm looking for. Welcome to the show. It is Friday once again. It keeps happening over and over again. We can't make it stop. I'm trying to make the weeks stop. Although there's good news on that front. Apparently, there's an asteroid heading toward us in 2032, and there's a TikTok video I saw. Of who's that dude who's always on the famous scientist guy always on talking about stuff?
Grassy?
Neil deGrasse Tyson, that guy was saying that like, well, don't worry, the military is like looking at what you say. I was like, no. Is there a way to speed it up?
You're thinking about this all
is
around.
There, you're twisted 180, bro. Like, is there a way to like, can we put rockets on the son of a bitch? Can we get in here faster? Can we do the anti-Armageddon and just make it actual Armageddon?
That's the alternate
ending. That was by far the worst movie. What a garbage movie.
Oh, you stop. You're one to talk about spewing garbage, Dev Badlu.
I said movie. That movie was garbage. But anyway.
Oh, Dev, we should check CSO online and see if they quoted you or not.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm going to do it live. I'm going to see if it's here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Probably not. Oh,
did it post?
I don't know. Sometimes we get asked for things and we get asked questions to quote in articles, and sometimes they use them and sometimes they don't. But the person who would know is on vacation, so now I have to go do my job.
And they wanted it by like yesterday, but that doesn't mean they're
publishing it, right?
And you think they'll give you like head notice? No, here, you got 3 hours. Give me something.
No. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Anything about AI in here? No, not yet. Nope, sorry, Dev. They haven't quoted you just yet, but I don't think that they've actually written the thing yet.
I don't think they've written, yeah.
And then you'll do that, and then you'll spend that time to talk to these people and do and craft things, and then they'll be like, "Yeah, we decided not to write it at all." It's okay.
Yeah, what's machine learning?
Thanks,
what's
bro.
AI.
Thanks,
don't care about that stuff.
Thanks for wasting our goddamn time. As usual, Dev, Das Horse, and Brandon are with me. Welcome to the show, and another week of me hopefully shutting the hell up because we actually have a topic, and it's not my topic, it's somebody else's topic, and they did the thing, and I'm just here to add color and a little prettiness to it. So what are we talking about today? I believe it's Brandon's.
I think it's Jake's topic about why cat lovers are wrong. Right? Is that the topic?
Nobody really loves cats. Libel. Tolerate at slanderous. Best.
That's what I thought it was. Oh, no? That's not the topic? No. Okay, sorry.
Well, what is the topic? No. Tell us.
It's mine. It's so, and we already dabbled on it last week a little bit. We kept saying, but we're not talking about privacy. Because we talked about Windows Recall. So if you didn't check that out last week, we did an episode where we talked about AI and Windows Recall and the Autobots taking over and all that jazz. And then this week I was planning on talking about a little bit more about personal privacy, but mostly the topic kind of hit me as far as like identity theft and identity protection. So what happened and kind of what started with me was I got a notice for two of my kids, and I've got it around here someplace.
Your kids or the notice?
My kids aren't here. This one's my wife didn't open.
He has a vague idea where the notice is. He has no idea where his children are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're probably fine.
Yeah, right.
As long as their identity is not stolen, then we're okay. But in this case, that we weren't okay. So one of the healthcare, some change healthcare, never heard of these guys. Like, I don't do business with them.
That's a big one, yep.
Yeah, that was in February of this year.
They got breached, and apparently my kids were in their system. So, oopsie daisy. I don't know if it's. I didn't really read super close, and you know how some of these things are, where they're like, yeah, stuff was accessed, and it was personal information, but they don't say if it was SSN or if it was medical history or if it was just like name and.
Most of the time, they don't know. Right? To be honest, they don't really know most of the time. And with this data breach, I don't believe this one is open to the public yet. It's still in private sale.
So. Okay. Yeah. So, what was I saying with that? I honestly don't even know. And what sucks about it is, since it's some like third party of fourth party or whatever it is, I don't even know if they would have the SOSH. Like, it's with kids, I don't freely give that out, right? A lot of places don't ask for or need it, but healthcare providers, you know, they're probably one of the few that actually do. So anyway, I dug back out some of the documentation that I had done previously. I did a little bit of research on credit locking and credit monitoring and stuff like that. So I froze my credit when a similar thing happened to me. It's probably been 2 or 3 years ago. And it was super simple, right? I mean, it wasn't super simple, but you have to go to all three bureaus. Jake says there's a fourth bureau, and I printed out this stupid Innovis fucking thing that looks shady as hell. Apparently anybody can start up their own credit business these days. But what the hell
are we working here for then?
Yeah, fuck it. Trimark Security, performing credit checks since 2024.
Everybody passes. Everybody has
Sean's going to get back from GERCON and be like, hey, Sean, we started a new service and we already got three clients for it.
Oh, man. But yeah, so you go online and they've got forms and you can just do it all. They just type your stuff in and then it locks it.
Yeah, somebody posted about it a couple weeks back on LinkedIn. And like, I've been meaning to freeze my credit for 20 years, right? I've known I should do it for 20 years. Last time I tried, it was like, all right, you got to go here, you got to send this, you got to mail this. This time it was literally 10 minutes total to get the first three done. So the fourth one was Kathy Ullman told me, investigator chick. So
yeah, they have gotten a lot better at it. I remember when I first, because I did it years and years ago, and it was like, you got to create a PIN. And I think it was just them being petulant bitches, honestly, because the government was making them do this and giving it away for free now, saying, hey, you have to do this versus spending $20 a month per service to get this done. So they made it as abstract and stupid as possible, where you had a PIN and then you had this, and if you wanted this and blah, blah, blah. And then I went to unfreeze like 4 years later, and it was like the snap of a finger. And I was like, hey, congratulations. Welcome to the future.
Yeah.
Yep. So, the kids are not so easy, though. Kids have not been welcomed into the future because
they suck.
The problem with minors is you have to, they can't.
The problem with minors is they exist.
Right?
I'm sorry, Brandon. I said I wasn't going to talk at all.
You're doing great. There's more than one problem with children.
Yeah. They're sticky.
But this in particular, damn jammy fingers everywhere. So not only do you have to type, like, you have to have knowledge of their SOCH, which is basically the only thing you need to lock your own, is like your social security number and then maybe address and stuff like that. But kids, you also prove that you have guardianship over them. So you also have to have something like a birth certificate, or if you have different paperwork for adoptions or legal guardians and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of different things that you need. So what I did, and I haven't turned it all in yet. I'm really close, finally, but it's taken me like 2 weeks to do this.
So they want to hack your kids, do it now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you've got it, if you've got the dump, go for it. Go ahead and take a car loan out with them or something. So all of them require some sort of a form. TransUnion was the funniest, I think, because they just ask you for, quote, a written request. So I just wrote like, hey, I need, what did I write? Because I've got all this shit. I'm trying to be careful because, so this is all of the paperwork. So this is 36 pages so far of stuff that has social numbers, it's birth certificates, it's SSNs.
So Brandon, before we go into detail about this, maybe we should put a disclaimer like, hey, you know, please talk to someone who's a financial expert before you do any of this stuff.
Nah.
You know? Okay.
But what? You mean locking your stuff or?
Yeah. Well, if you lock your stuff and you're in the middle of applying for like buying a house or a car or something like that, you're going to screw yourself over.
Well, okay.
There's certain things you want to make sure you're doing in the right order and sequence because it can affect you. Like right. If you're looking for a new apartment.
The only way it's ever affected me though. Well, okay. Yeah. So that is important, right? To like, if you're going to go do this, just be like, oh shit. I have this stuff locked. The worst thing that's ever happened to me is it took me an extra 5 minutes to like unlock it. But also that could also kind of be a pain because if you don't have your stuff accessible to you, it might put you over by 20 minutes. Nobody is going to outright say, like, they'll say most of these places that you go and apply for credit and things will say, hey, we didn't deny you, but it looks like you have a lock on your stuff. So unlock it.
Exactly.
There's going to be nothing.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally last week, I had a credit card canceled and without any, you know, usually it's like, hey, you haven't used this card in a while. Use it or we're going to cancel it. Nope. Just canceled. And it had a huge balance on, or not a balance, not a huge balance, a huge available credit amount. So I was like, I want that back. And called them up. They're like, yeah, no problem. And I totally forgot I had my credit frozen and I got a letter from them in the mail, you know, 2 days ago. It's like, hey, you look frozen. Okay.
And so the thing I like about, and so shame tell on me if I'm wrong.
To be the responsible one here. Shame on me.
Well, so here's the thing. And the only reason that I'm not even going to say I disagree with you, but because there are multiple locations, I actually think it's easier to find out who they're using. And then you go and say, okay, I got this notice from Experian. So I'm going to go to Experian. And I'm going to unfreeze it rather than go through all three and do like a temporary unfreeze, because you can do temporary too. And then hopefully they've got their shit together and they can do it within that week or whatever it is that you do. So that's what I like to do as far as whenever I'm doing that. But yes, to Dev's point, if you're still of the age or requirement of car loans, home loans, applying for credit cards, stuff like that, or even looking for new jobs or background checks, stuff like that, that may require credit scores for whatever reason. Anything that needs a loan, then yeah, it may not be worth it to fully lock stuff, but that's not what we're talking about.
Or just wait until you get that stuff done and then lock it. You know, like,
yeah.
Just talk to someone.
You could do an unfreeze for a day.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, but that's only if they run it that day.
They do. Like, I have never run across anything that doesn't unlock it instantly.
No, I'm talking about you don't, like, if you're applying for an apartment and you're looking to get an apartment, they submit, you have to submit everything.
I'll do it for a week.
You don't know. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Just make sure you know what's going on. just don't go, hey, I'm going to do this. And then your credit, your mortgage that you just applied for this kind of went, oops, now you got to pay another processing fee.
Yeah. But also, so, if you're working with a mortgage lender who doesn't warn you that ahead of time, go to a different lender.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess I also don't know. I've run into this before where because I've asked the company, like I think it was when I did a car loan, I asked them which, like, hey, I have freezes on my stuff. Which one are you using? And they didn't know because they were using a different vendor to perform the checks. So sometimes even asking the person that you're attempting to get the loan with can't even tell you that information.
Yeah, they're stupid. But we put way too much too much trust in the people that just because you are doing a thing doesn't mean you should be doing it. They don't know. Half these kids don't know.
These
youths.
So going back to TransUnion was the first one that I grabbed. The written request just had to have the words protected consumer freeze. So I basically just said I'd like to request a protected consumer freeze on my child's file because I had to print it out multiple times because I have multiple children, which is why all of
this. Say you're going to do your entire litter, right? You're not just.
Yeah. Yes, the whole litter. And you got to do them all individually. Also, there's so much damn paper that I'm going to have to take it to the post office because I don't know how much postage to put on these damn things. So yeah, that's another bullshit thing.
Just glue a whole booklet full on there, and it'll be fine.
I'm just gonna buy a fucking folder
for every single for every page you have. You want to put one stamp, Brian? That's what you want to do.
I hate this game.
That's a joke. That's a joke, by the way.
Okay, so written request or form, yep. which consists of like writing or typing your address and your social security number in a bunch of places. Birth certificates are needed for pretty much everything. Social security card, in addition, so not just having the number, but having a copy of the social security card. A lot of them will actually take a driver's license for, obviously, the adult, and so you don't necessarily have to have your own
passport too. I assume
passport would work too. Anything that's your legal proof of identity, federal or state, I believe. Cool. We'll get you through on that. What else? Yeah, driver's license. Oh, Experian wants a utility bill, the proof of address. Mm. Because if you haven't lived at your residence for 2 years, it wants your previous place of residence. In addition to that,
I never got that because you could Photoshop those things. How are they going to actually validate that these things are actually real? With the utility, are they actually going out and contacting these utility companies and find out if they're real accounts? And this
these
is
utilitarian companies. What's a utility company?
Maximize the utility of the world. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Do they accept Twitter handles? Spence wants to know. You're like, listen, I don't have my driver's license, but you should. You're probably following at Dukakis, right? Like, you're. Like, I'm sorry. As people say, Dukakis.
Say, hey, you want me to. Want to watch me log in right now? Yeah. I'll prove that I own it. I'll post whatever you want.
Google my last name, bitch, and you'll find a video from me on stage at GurkCon in 2017. So, whatever.
Oh, man. No big deal.
And we're in 2018. I don't know. That was a really good talk I gave, though. People should check that out.
What was that talk?
That might have been... It was something about me bitching about the industry. that may or may not have been my InfoSuck talk where I named names and threatened to punch people in the face if I ever saw them again. That might have been that one. But no, it was one of them. Or it might have been like one of my like things we don't tell noobs or whatever.
The abstract? You like submitted the CFP and you were like, I'm just going to call a bunch of people out my
That's
name
exactly what it was.
And physically threaten them.
Yeah, because I had been laid off a bunch of times, and I mean we see it's happening literally last week, Cisco and all these people, and so by the way hasn't changed that much in 10 years, and I think I literally put in the thing like, oh, by the way, this isn't going to be another boring bitching talk. I'm naming names, and they're like, absolutely you are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't talk around it. So that was pretty much everything. So one of the questions that Dev came up with reminded me of, there was a when Danny's friend and my, I guess, acquaintance, because I met her once, Elise Dennis.
Oh, one of my BFFs.
Stated on one of the multiple interviews that I had heard her on the podcast, was talking about forging some of these documents. Because as far as social engineering goes, so Elise is a penetration tester, social engineer.
Black specialist. Badge winner at DEF CON for social engineering.
Yep. Yeah, for a social engineer village. And she...
Supermodel.
Had talked to, I didn't know that. She had talked about the idea that many companies just want to see something that looks like a driver's license or looks like a valid electric bill or whatever, right? They don't have the capability to verify in many cases that what you had sent them is true, right? So I would hope that a credit company has a little bit more stake in the game as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. Nah, but it's more of a, hey, we checked the box, we got something, and he did, right? Something, so this is something, right? No? Okay.
It could be.
I don't know. On fancy paper, that's all you need to do. It still holds true even 200 years later, right?
It's just cover your ass, kind of. Like, yep. I've been in banking for a while. My wife was a bank manager for forever. That's the number one policy, is always cover your ass. And anything you do, that's all they care about. Yeah. Because when stuff happens, it happens.
Nothing... Yeah. In chat, Spence says, just tell Spence to come on. I had to give my kid's school utility bill when we signed them up for public school. I give him a heavily redacted. Yeah, I redact the shit out of everything. Like, this, you disproves nothing. I guarantee you don't have the manpower to go and check all of these things for these stupid things. Yeah. And by the way, like, we haven't even talked about, like, the actual repercussions of this, rather than just gaming the system and saying whatever. You know, they think that these things are there to, like, so that criminals won't establish that terrorists, that, you know, that actual bad people won't use these things to establish a residency and get through all these things. And that's a double-edged sword. Do I love the fact that people who don't have the financial means and are not doing well in the world are able to still game the system like this? Absolutely, I do. Anarchy for everybody. But, you know, there's always people going to use it the stupid wrong way.
The best way to find out if they use it or not is that if you give them, like, a stack of documents, get a photo, like, photocopy yourself, giving them the middle finger, and then just put that in the middle of the stack.
I'm going to photocopy with just a big glamour shots of Jake's face.
Yeah, and see what happens.
See what happens if it gets scanned directly into the official documentation that I will then get a copy of when I leave and say, "Did you guys ever see this?" And it's just Jake giving them the finger.
I thought it was going to be me in really heavy makeup and just, like, blown out wig. I guess it would have to be a wig, wouldn't it?
And by the way, Spence raining on our parade. Don't do these things, are illegal. Like, don't do them. Primark did not tell you to do this. We're saying don't do it. But, like,
Dan is the biggest fucking, like, flip flopper.
He really is. Careful. He was like, look what I did, but don't do it.
No, I'm saying, if they ask for a submission of documentation, they have to quantify what it's for and if it's federal documents or not. That's the only one you can get in trouble for, is federal or state. Government documentations.
Like, maybe if you're going, like, to
give it something to your school, is not going to be classified as that.
Or if you're trying to get a Fed job.
That's a different story.
Like, my cousin just went to try to get a Fed job, like an investigator job, and, like, they, like, disqualified him for some shit. Like, 30 years
ago. Well,
he
probably got to pay his taxes. He probably needs to pay his taxes first.
No, it was something like... I think maybe he thought about smelling a marijuana joint one time, and they're like, nope, can't do that. So,
no, actually, that's a bit, they don't disqualify you for using drugs like that if you admit it. They disqualify you if you lie about using it and they find out you did. That's a big disqualification. So, if you in the past have done something and you tell them you've done it, it's not an automatic disqualification unless you're still doing it and it's illegal. That's a different story.
Well, I got all pissy about my meth lab, so I don't know if I trust your judgment. You cook a little crystal in a rusted out bathtub.
I didn't say that. You said weed. I didn't say meth lab. Crystal meth. Two different things, buddy.
Anyway, continue, Brandon. Do you want to roll with something?
I have no idea where the hell I was. We went to hell and back. That was wild.
You're talking about locking kids up in the basement or something? I don't know. Geez. What are you saying?
We were talking about
how Brandon hates his kids.
I hate the process. I do like the idea of having a middle finger on their permanent record, though. So
see,
make them do it.
It's
a photo evidence of. I need a picture of your kid, and it's just them gone.
By the way, what a bullshit tactic that was. This whole permanent record thing. It's gonna go on your permanent record. It's gonna go on your the permanent record. It's like half of a sheet of loose leaf paper that your guidance counselor was scrawling that and his wishes to die on. Like that's your permanent record, and that got lost a long time because the cleaning lady threw it out.
I got my permanent record when I graduated. It was like a manila folder about this thick and had like
what?
Just random. Yeah, it had random like.
Did you actually look at it? Are there pictures of middle fingers in there? Is this guy going to look at this and think this is real? Just give him a stack. See that stack of papers over there? Like, just fucking give it to him.
Homework. It was all like homework and stuff. Like just worksheets.
Oh, mine like, was not homework. Mine was interesting. Yeah,
I also
maybe that's another one. Maybe that's an episode where we bring out those records and talk about what's in them.
Would love that.
I can't even imagine me trying to call my school up to get my.
All right, so Brandon, you went ahead and filed. You're going to file all the paperwork. Like, what is the biggest struggle with doing all this besides not knowing like what documentation you need up front and you know knowing like having to submit everything manually versus digitally and all that stuff.
Like, right. Yeah. What else? It's mostly just the documentation. I'm lucky that I've kept a lot of that in like a lockbox or in like the same spot. So I could just go to it. But organizing it, I mean, it probably took me a half hour to an hour after I even like I had everything and I literally sat on the floor and I laid it all out and I looked at the requirements and I was like, okay, this one needs the utility bill. So I'm like, okay, copy the utility bill. So I make multiple copies of the utility bill and I set it over there. And then I'm like, this one needs the birth certificate. I make copies of the birth certificate. There were some that I like had screwed up. Apparently I learned something strange about the scanner that I've got that makes copies. It like shifts it sideways. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff that one thing is going one direction and one's going the opposite direction. So that's on them to figure that shit out because tough shit because I had to print it multiple times.
About documentation that says do not copy? Like how do you get around those things?
There's none of that. Nothing.
You don't have any of that? Okay.
No. Birth certificates are like they even say that they don't need an official one. Some things require like official birth certificates or. Like,
yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Stuff like that. So no, a copy of it's sufficient. So you don't have to go get like a notarized stamped sealed copy of it. Mm. Then the forms are interesting because some of them suck. And I also have a thing, and I don't know if this is teetering on paranoid, but I'm not going to type my social security number into a form on your website and then just hit the print button and print the form out. So all of like everything has a whole bunch of X's where the social security number should be. And then I just write it in with pen. So that's what they're getting, whether they like that or not. So that kind of was a pain in the ass, but mostly sorting it all and then figuring out what goes where. I've got everything written on like this little piece of paper. It's like all the requirements for each one. You guys probably can't see it.
Right there.
Yes. Quick, somebody get a snip of that.
And then where you have to send it, right? So you have to send them all to their PO box and for each individual one. And then
how is something
stupid and novice one?
Thank you, Spence.
How is something so important still not digital? Like how is this like all I don't know. I just don't get it.
It's literally what deterred me from doing it last time is because I was like, you gotta print all this? And you had a mail, like, I was like, screw that. It's fine. And now it's like, now it's not fine. Because, Dev, you can probably talk to the other thing that kind of brought up all of this, not only just knowing that they've been in a breach is the huge, massive amount of social security numbers that came out, like the 2.5 billion or whatever the actual number is that, that happened recently.
Yeah, so that was, you're talking about the NPD data.
Yeah, that was the one from a couple months ago, right?
So, well, that's one of them. So there's a couple of them that came out within the time frame. NPD was the biggest one, though. And there's something funny about that data. So what most people don't talk about that data is that there's two versions of that data going around. There's the private sale one, and then there's the publicly version one. So the public version one only, it caps off at 2001. So anyone born after 2001, I believe, your data is most likely not in there. Anyone after that is in the second data set, and that data set was bought back by the company themselves. So they've spent, I forgot how much, millions of dollars to recapture the data. And that data, from my understanding, I reached out to a couple of sources, has been physically deleted. So no one's supposed to have access to that data anymore. So for the youth out there, they should be fine. But everyone else is kind of screwed.
So between that and, shit, Experian themselves were freaking breached, right? So like social security numbers are not safe anymore. Basically, that's pretty much plain and simple. As an adult now, I fully expect that multiple entities have it. And so my thought process, and tell me if I'm wrong, but that it's just a matter of time until people really start figuring out how they can leverage numbers of children that are clean. And that they're going to start, I think it's going to get worse.
So
is what I'm trying to say.
So here's the problem. A lot of people think the only way you could get someone's social security number is by doing breaches that happen and you get the access to social security numbers, or the data is leaked some way or not. One of the biggest target groups it's been for at least 6-7 years is people entering the country within the last 10 years who had a relative that died. When you enter the country with kids, you get assigned a social security number and it goes sequential most of the time. 90% of the time, it's sequential. So someone gets 01, then the next person in the family gets 02, 03, blah, 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 blah. It keeps going down. Unless there's a available number within the slot, then you get assigned that one. So if you know that information and you know this family entered the country at a certain period of time and you know that it's had a recent death, you can look up the DMF information. That's the death. Basically, they keep track of everyone who died. And they released a social security number that person had when they died. So now you have a starting base you can use to then figure out everyone else in the family's social security number.
That's interesting. So
there's a lot of methods out there that you can use like that. And additionally, the beginning numbers in a social security number is district information. It's it tells you what area they're from in the United States. So they're all geocoded to certain regions and certain areas. So those are another way you can figure out people's social security numbers and what's going on.
Are you still talking about just people who come into the country and people that are not born in the country?
No, this one with geocoded is everyone in the United States.
So there's got to be multiple then, because like my soci and my kid, like we were all born in the same hospital. And
the first three should be the same.
It's not.
The first three is not the same. So you got to look up your area and see if they have a range. They might have a range. And that's what you want to look up. So social security number is not like a random number that's given out. It's actually prescribed based on where you are and time frames and stuff like that. So there's ways to get that information. And some places reveal certain aspects of social security number on forms and documentation. Why? I don't know. And that's another way you can pull back information. So social security number being out there, is it the end of the world? Not really. There's more to it for when it comes to credits and comes to other things like that. The biggest thing you could do to protect yourself is just be aware. Be aware of what information is out there, what credit cards you have under you, lock your stuff as much as you can, and just be mindful of how you use your cards. Credit card fraud didn't start with people buying with identity theft. It started with people cloning credit cards.
I will not have you in the course of a single evening besmirching my name by behaving like a babbling, bumbling band of baboons.
Oops, sorry.
It started with people cloning cards and using it at, you know, from if you go to a gas station, restaurant, whatever, cloning it and then basically making a copy of it. So just be mindful of what you're doing out there. I mean, you got to also think, not everything's... God,
stop it. I forgot you guys
take the soundboard away from him.
Do we...
Is there a way to mute Danny?
No, I run this bitch.
I don't think we can mute Danny.
The other thing, right. The thing, you want to also like just look at your situation, look what's going on, and you know, just set your security based off of that. We don't want to go super paranoid, but at the same time, you don't want to be loose and get something happen to you. So there's a balance. Just know your balance.
So the other thing with children, for my thought,
you like talking about children.
Well, that's what we're basically talking about, is just identity theft of that. So if even so, I think a lot of people are like, well, who's gonna give a car loan or a house loan to someone who's 5 years old, right? Which may be accurate. Maybe they check that. Maybe they don't. But I don't think it's even that necessarily, because if someone's SOSH is out there, then so is their birthday, right? So if you can tie those two together, then you understand when that person becomes 18 or whatever the legal age is of doing whatever it is that you're attempting to do. 25 years old, if you're like trying to like rent a car or something, like that's not that big of a stretch from my imagination. I don't know the adversarial climate as well as you do, Dev, but it's to me, it's still important enough to spend the evening or a couple days to make it happen, because now you don't have to think about it for the next, you know, I don't know, in my case, 10 years. So,
I mean, it's important for you to take the necessary precautions you need to protect you and your family. You just need to balance it with everything else. Like my biggest gripe is a lot of people go down this rabbit hole of like protecting their address, like going through and redacting everything, shredding everything, doing all this crazy stuff. Meanwhile, most of the information is out there. And then at the same note, they're bringing in all these IoT devices in their house and just plugging in and playing and letting them go rampant. Just know where the security risk is for you and your family and then go from there. I don't know if doing the is going through the steps of blocking your kids' credit is that important compared to you know, bringing an IoT device that you barely know anything about the company or who they are and plugging that away into your house. How much of a threat that is. So, you know, to each their own, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Today I learned debt doesn't care about children.
I don't. The bane of this existence. I think society would have been better if we never had any. But that's fine.
Just remind all born me as adults? Yeah.
Remind me how many children you have, Dev?
4.
Let the record show that Dev has the most children out of all of us.
Combined. Close. I understand where you're coming from, Brandon. You're like, oh, something happened. I need to respond to a situation and need to deal with it. I think that's how people should react to certain things like this. I know people are going to say, no, you need to be proactive, but if you're trying to be proactive about everything, you need to gauge, monitor, and prioritize things before you can even do that. And then go for the big stuff and whittle down until you get to everything else on the list. This I would consider low priority in my opinion.
Nice.
This is why I don't like the cutting.
You were saying something.
Is that our halftime? Is that our halftime show?
Yeah. Hey, this voiceover the brown guy on the call.
Do you guys remember at the beginning of this when Danny was like, you know, I'm just gonna kind of be quiet.
I'm not saying
it. I like how Danny's like, Professor hey, McGonagall. Give me a really good compliment. I'm gonna be serious. I'm gonna be serious.
Late great Maggie Smith.
Inside every boy, a lordly lion.
Anyway, I'm sorry, you were saying?
You're going to make me go get a beer before this is done.
I'm surprised you don't have it already. I'm sorry.
Usually I wait until... you made Jake finish it. Bumbling.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
It was an accident. His finger just slipped.
Definitely was an accident, I believe.
His finger slipped.
Okay, sorry. God bless the internet. Because all I did was type in McGonagall remix, and of course there was this, and it was the Fat Boots remix. I just guessed that there would be something like that. But that's how I feel when we talk about very serious subjects like this without being the experts. By the way, I dropped it in chat. Check out Whitney Merrill. She actually knows what she's talking about when it comes to privacy.
That's how Danny deals with corporate stress.
Did Brandon leave?
Yeah.
I'm done.
He walked out. You made him leave. He dropped the mic in his
pocket. I gotta go.
He's not even in frame anymore.
Bad.
All right. Well, we're getting there.
Did a good job, Dan.
Jake has been quiet for this whole call. What's your opinion, Jake, on this matter?
Were you in before we started the...
Sorry. What's your opinion, Jake?
I don't have an opinion other than it's going to be like I found out the same thing that Brandon did and was like immediately like, is this really that big of a deal, right? Is it really going to be that big of a deal? And for me right now, I am leaning towards the not freezing. It's not a huge deal.
Well, I think it is a huge deal. And by the time you realize,
you sure about that? Because I'm not sure that your representation during this conversation has shown that.
All right, I guess we're gonna play it again. Hold on, let's
I can't get out of my damn head now.
Yeah, hold on, just playing an ad right now, so I can't go right to it.
It's what happens when you play it over and over again. Yeah.
That's Danny's opinion.
For all our viewers, it's going to be a last 15 minutes of the show. Anyway, I've had mine locked for a long time. I do think, so by the time you realize that shit is screwed, I think the effort that it takes to lock your reports and unlock them when you need them has at least been cut in half since its inception. And it takes less time to do that than it does to fuck yourself if somebody does use your things. And we just got done talking about how nobody really checks and nobody who's supposed to be doing their job is doing their job. So it's so easy for that to happen. And if you have shit credit, if you have shit credit and you're not worried about it, like it's kind of like robbing me on the street. What are you going to get? Like, you know, a couple bags of meth and some hopes and dreams. So if you're not worried about it getting taken from you, sure. But that it is it's just like paying into insurance every month. You're probably never going to have to use it and you feel like you're paying for nothing or whatever. One, the shit's free. Two, that effort that it will then take to convince these idiots that have let this happen and who did it help do it to you, that it was not you. They are more likely to just believe somebody who's about to give them money than to believe somebody that they've been wronged, right? That is, it is two such opposite sides of the spectrum that why even go into that pit of shit when you can just lock it right now? It's not like you're paying Elon Musk money to go do this, right? You're not paying anybody any money to do this. It's free. They have to give it to you for free. The effort is not there, but God, if something happens, that law is not on your side anymore. Not that it ever is or was. So the effort, it's easy for them to give credit and say, ooh, interest, and now we get to blah, 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 and we have this, and it shows good in our books. There's no incentive for them to be good guys and help you when the shit hits the fan. So why wouldn't you?
I meant for my daughter.
Well, that too. But see, now you're not thinking like a criminal. You're not thinking like a criminal. A criminal is going to go, I could try this with this dude. He can't even afford hair. Why am I going to use his shit? But, he's got a daughter. He's got a daughter who doesn't have a history of doing anything, so that means this shit's probably crystal clean. How many stories have we seen and read about and stuff on things like Reddit of a kid turns 18, they try to go to college, turns out their scumbag parents have taken their stuff years and years ago. Countless stories I've read, articles that I've read over the years that have done that exact thing. So if it is that easy, don't you think the criminals are now are just biting, chomping at the bit to get those things? And couple that with criminals being like easy marks, fresh credit history, there's nothing there, I can establish this and screw this up and milk this for all it's worth, coupled with the complete ineptitude of these of these lack of success stories that run these companies and that have to work for these people, not caring about if you screw yourself up. That's the perfect storm of shit. So I think unless somebody were to come in here, and she's never going to do it because she's very busy and she doesn't want to, we're not going to darken her door. But if we had Whitney Merrill come on here right now, I would be hard pressed to think that she would not say that's an easy win and that's an easy precaution. And it costs you nothing to do it other than a few minutes inconvenience.
It's not easy. There's a lot of work and a lot of paperwork involved.
And with freezing? No, there's not. Things.
Hold on. He just went over all this stuff.
Yeah, you're a child. That's what we're talking about.
There is a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, but how much more paperwork?
The whole conversation.
How much more paperwork? And Harry how many Potter. Years of cleanup for your child?
Yeah. But what we're saying is there's probably other things you want to look at first. Like one, make sure your environment is clean in your house. Because regardless of what you lock and don't lock, there's ways that they can get other assets and other information to unlock certain things and do certain things.
But just do unlocking. Just do the thing. Okay. They're not going to have to unlock it until they're 18.
All I'm saying is,
I'll do the thing. Prioritize. Don't worry, Danny. I'll do the it. Thing.
Let's prioritize. Prioritize.
I convince.
Yeah.
All four. All that's, four.
What do we even say at Trimark, by the way, trimarksecurity.com/services for our Active Directory security assessment and Microsoft Cloud security assessment. We give you, stick with me. We give you the reports. And we say, if you do these 20 things, you're 80% of the way there. But now the last 20% is going to be kind of a pain in the ass. We're going to walk you through it. But we categorize and operationalize that stuff. So just this is do this first thing. It's half of a pain in the ass, but it's also like, okay, clear frame of mind. My kid's locked down. Yeah, I had to go through a couple of things to do this, but now I'm not going to have to screw that till 18. Like, just do that thing first. Why wouldn't you?
I would categorize this, Jake, probably like a medium priority. Medium level.
Well, what's the CV? What's the CVE?
A medium level of effort? That's like 1 to 3 months, my friend.
What's the CVE on this? That's what we're
going to do. Easy.
We have to
CVSS 6.4. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to come up with our own assessment. Yeah, so right. Here, I have two other things that I wanted to mention because we holy that crap, we went back. Please don't. Damn it. Okay. I just got it out of my head.
Could we just vote Danny off the show?
Can't. You can't do it. I run everything today.
He's in charge of it today. Yeah. That's my last time I'm doing that. Okay. You, so the thing that I think is funny is whenever you get one of these things that says that your credit was referenced or stolen or whatever, they offer a credit report and free credit monitoring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both of those are bigger pains in the ass to me than freezing it, which is why I froze my own to begin with, because I'm sure as shit I'm not going to enroll in some credit monitoring thing. Like, I don't want them to send me shit every month. I'm not going to remember to go and check my credit score on all three credit bureaus that you can do for free annually. I'm not going to do that. I've done that once, and it was a pain in the ass, just as big of a pain in the ass as it is to set up the credit freeze. So I would much rather just freeze the damn credit, worry about it once. So it's upfront cost versus just cost over the course of a lifetime. That's why I'm on it. He's got the whole thing.
What? Why do we bother?
Okay, sorry. Anyway, continue.
No, you're not.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm frost. I'm done.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you should do that, Vince, and I know what my loss for the week is.
And this, yes. So do I.
God damn.
It, my fucking hearing.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
My clean train of thought. Now it's just that. Just
I do like using the level of effort that
I like that,
we,
yeah,
by the way,
yeah,
put in our reports.
From TremorSecurity.com/services.
So yeah. Anyway, we definitely didn't talk about, it's okay because I had literally nothing else prepared to talk about. So sweet. That's
so right. What was your win for the week there, host of with the most, Brandon?
Because Danny's gonna screw something.
Go.
So I don't have a win, I have a loss for the week. Reached out to the company, and this is really actually frustrating. So I want to go and look at IoT devices and validate that they're actually safe for in-house use. So I went and reached out to four printer companies, the big four ones, Bamboo Creative and Incubic and Allegro, however they pronounce them.
Yeah.
All three of them refused for me to do any type of free assessment on their software, hardware. And it's kind of concerning that they're in that mindset. They're like, oh, we have a person who does it in a department somewhere, and he validates that everything's secure. I'm like, yes, he's probably validating that your application is secure to some degree, but I want to validate the traffic you say you that leaves the house versus what is actually leaving the premise. I want to know, like, hey, when you say we're not sending out metadata, hey, we're not releasing your prints, or hey, we're not doing X, Y, and Z, or it's a push type of system versus pull. I want to know what kind, like, validate this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm not asking for a free printer. All I'm asking is for you to send me a printer to use for a week, and I send it back. And I can validate and do all my network analysis. And they went, no, we don't sponsor that kind of stuff or do that kind of stuff. So it's kind of disconcerting.
I wish you would have said that earlier, because that would have explained a lot about why you were on the damn soapbox about the IoT devices stuff. Yeah. you're like, okay, you could either clean up your IoT shit or you could lock your credit. You can't do both.
I don't know. It's frustrating. Well, this all comes from our conversation before with Window Recall and all these companies and all the stuff that's leaving your house. I'm getting sick and tired of all this data that's leaving your house and being used in who knows what way. And I don't know, it's just frustrating. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of it and evaluate IoT devices. And hopefully we can start putting out like you create a blog or something and start putting out like a clean report
for these devices. Why don't you just like crowdfund buying a couple of those printers and then just fucking do it anyway?
That's what I'm thinking about doing, but I got to find a crowd that's willing. Those printers are not cheap. Not cheap at all.
So people give them a whole lot stupider reasons. So
yeah, I'll probably see if I can get some funds and see if we could do it. But I want to do printers, doorbells, cameras. I already did doorbells, and I validated that if you have a Ring doorbell or Google doorbell, get it out of your house. Is that those shits are crap.
I like four.
Yeah. Really look and see what the hell they're sending up to the cloud.
Why do you have four doorbells? Do you have four doors?
Well, I mean, I have four Ring devices.
Yeah, I don't put Ring devices in my house. I know they updated the term conditions so that way they don't leak stuff to the police department and stuff without your acknowledgement anymore. But still, I like things to stay on-prem as much as possible and only send to the cloud as I see fit. And none of those doorbells give you that options anymore.
You've been except talking for a while now. Is it somebody else's turn?
God damn you.
I think if we didn't say that this was my idea, everyone would have thought this was Dev's show. So yeah, I think I should get a redo. I'll go next because I
see. Cool. You're making me cry now.
I have a win.
Feelings.
Let's hear it.
So I'll probably put together, because we had a request from somebody asked if we were actually going to do any real life hacking on the show. And,
yes.
And we were like, yeah, we've done it like twice. Brandon fumbled over some shit. So in a couple of weeks, I'll put something together to kind of showcase a little bit of the work I did around application ownership in Entra. and how you can leverage a application that has elevated permissions, and then you can authenticate on behalf of that application, and then you can exploit the crap out of stuff. So it's not earth shattering. It's nothing that hasn't really been known for a while, but I haven't seen anybody really do it. So I'll do it.
Are you going to like give out scripts and everything, put a code base and all that good stuff?
No, I'm not going to do any of that shit. I could share snips of code, but it's not, I'm not writing a tool. I'm not Jake. I don't have the capability to actually script anything of
neither did Jake, but he still does it. But
Jake codes on the weekends. I drink beer on the weekends.
No, don't trust me. Playing chess with Jake on the weekends, he's drinking beer too.
It's not beer, my friend. It is the whiskey.
I have never taken anybody's queen more than I have.
The one you took the other day, man. I was
your
just like,
queen is officially my side piece because she spends so much time with me.
You guys talking what, about Danny? Chess?
Danny's 42. I can't believe it. Wow, really?
Shut up. Are we done yet? Can we go?
Say your nice things.
My win was let's see, I had a few, but one of my mentees, Herman, reported that he got a 50% raise at work because of just demonstrating his stuff. So that made me feel real good. What else? Went over 6 gallons of blood donated today. Over my lifetime, I've donated over 6 gallons of blood.
I'm about to say, like, you donated 6 gallons at one time?
Was it yours, or did you start a collection? A lot of homeless people missing in Ohio right now.
Come here.
Was the person who's taken in a vampire? Like, what's going on here?
That's why the one glass of whiskey really did him in.
That might be actually it. Yeah.
If anyone's wondering why Danny's itching for us to get off of this, is he has some stupid.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut up, Dev.
Y'all
my happy thing was going to be this thing. So don't ruin this for me.
Hot mics are not going to be worth a shit today. All right, go, Danny.
Danny, what do you have? What's your win for the week?
What's your win?
This thing.
Here we go. Babbling, stumbling, band of baboons. Yeah, you're whispering slime on the computer. Band of baboons.